Hello, we are Group P10, and today we will be presenting to you our capstone project, Direct Air Carbon Capture and Storage. Climate change has become a globally recognized issue, encompassing the planet's environmental shifts. The emission of greenhouse gases plays a large role in these trends, with carbon dioxide being a primary heat-trapping component. Currently, many solutions are being developed in order to combat the detrimental effects of global warming. Our project is based off direct air capture technology, which was developed by Carbon Engineering in Squamish, and has a focus on the storage of carbon dioxide in a saline aquifer that is powered by geothermal energy. Today, we will share with you the key features of our project.
Some of the key highlights of the project include storing 750,000 tons of CO2 a year. That's the equivalent of taking 187,000 cars off the road, producing 1.3 million tons a year of irrigation water, the equivalent of 520 Olympic-sized swimming pools, and producing 335 gigawatt hours of electricity a year. That's enough to power 28,000 households.
The ideal location to develop this plant is in the Southern Coast Mountains of BC, approximately 80 kilometers northwest of Pemberton, BC, shown in the top right map. This location is chosen as the Mount Meager region was in the area in which a feasibility study was conducted for our aquifer conditions. The Lillooet River is located adjacent to Mount Meager, in which the river will be used for cooling purposes. In addition, the remote location of this plant required additional railway extensions to provide for transportation of raw materials and equipment. Lastly, an existing service road can be used for construction of this facility to aid access for operators.
This project aims to meet increasing energy demands, rising CO2 emissions, and irrigation water shortages by means of direct air capture, CO2 storage, as well as binary geothermal energy and water purification. First, CO2 is captured directly from the air and concentrated via Carbon Engineering's DAC, or direct air capture process. The scope of our project includes only the last section of DAC. In the kiln, calcium carbonate is thermally decomposed at 900 degrees Celsius into calcium oxide and CO2. The calcium oxide is recycled back to Carbon Engineering. The pure gaseous CO2 is compressed and liquefied to its supercritical point. This is to increase its solubility before it is mixed with the saline water and stored into the aquifer. On the other side of the aquifer, we will be pulling out 100 degrees Celsius saline water. A portion of the saline water is purified via flash separation for irrigation water use. The rest of the water is sent back to the feed to the binary geothermal plant. We use the binary cycle to extract energy from the saline water and to fully satisfy our utility requirements. We also generate an excess of 42 megawatts of electricity, and this is sold back to the grid.
Carbon Capture and Storage, CCS, is an innovative technology that has been implemented in large-scale projects by companies including Shell, SaskPower, and Enhanced Energy. Our process utilizes a closed-loop system to ensure that all materials used for capturing are recycled and regenerated. Secondly, direct air capture is used in the design presented, eliminating the need for reliance on a point source of carbon dioxide and allowing for flexibility in site location. Particularly convenient is the ability to locate the plant in close proximity to a desired storage location. This removes the need for transportation, which is both costly and presents suitable environmental concerns. Furthermore, our design investigates combination of a CCS plant with a binary geothermal energy production facility, which serves to fulfill the high energy demands of the process and may also produce agricultural water. Water purification is not often implemented in conjunction with geothermal energy production due to the risk of reservoir cavitation from the removal of liquid from aquifer. However, for this unique process design, the purified water drawn from the aquifer is replaced with liquefied carbon dioxide. The pairing of these processes is innovative and allows for combined success in reducing global carbon dioxide concentrations and providing water to water-scarce regions.
The total capital investment for this project totals $666 million, according to our economic analysis. The breakdown of this total is detailed in the bottom right corner pie chart. Based on projects of similar scale and nature, such as Shell's Quest Energy project in Alberta, generous provincial and federal funding are expected, Shell's project having received $865 million. The remaining cost after deducting our funding estimate is $200 million, which would be paid back just 10 years into the 30-year operating life. Operating expenses and revenues are dominated by the feed and heating and the resulting product, respectively. Calcium carbonate is thermally decomposed in a natural gas oxygen kiln to form calcium oxide, these components comprising the majority of costs and revenues. The remaining costs include labor and maintenance, including equipment replacement, as well as additional supplies for a total of $189 million per year. The remaining revenues consist of the BC carbon credit for sequestration of CO2 and the sale of surplus electricity to the grid for a total of $216 million per year. The internal rate of return is calculated to be 12%. That's all for our presentation on our direct air carbon capture and storage project. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.